Text, empty line between speakers. Usually yes for readability. I will add empty lines for clarity. Tone check S1, emotive friendly. Use of so, honestly, you know, wow, it's crazy, etc. S2, friendly serious. Use of it's important, crucially, we need, the reality is, etc., let's do this. /think. So here's the big news. Wikipedia has officially tightened its policies regarding artificial intelligence, and honestly, it marks a significant turning point for how we curate knowledge online.
The Global Encyclopedia has decided to ban AI-generated text from its articles. It signals that while AI tools transform content creation, the most trusted repositories of information are drawing a hard line.
This decision follows years of struggle with integrating AI into a platform demanding absolute accuracy and neutrality. It's been a long road to get here.
The move highlights a growing demand for transparency in content creation and reinforces the value of human curation in the digital age. We can't ignore that shift.
Right. The core rationale for this policy shift centers on verifiability.
Wikipedia is built on a foundation where every claim must be backed by reliable, cited sources. It's non-negotiable for them.
However, large language models often struggle with this requirement due to a tendency to hallucinate, confidently stating facts that are incorrect or fabricated.
When an AI generates text, it predicts words based on patterns rather than verifying sources like a human editor does. That's a critical distinction.
For a platform relying on community oversight and rigorous fact-checking, AI-generated text poses a significant risk of spreading misinformation under the guise of a neutral encyclopedia. That's scary.
Furthermore, the issue of neutrality is paramount.
AI models are trained on vast datasets containing inherent biases. It's hard to escape those.
An AI-written article might inadvertently introduce subtle biases or favor narrative structures that do not align with Wikipedia's strict neutrality guidelines.
Human editors are expected to be transparent about their perspectives, whereas AI often operates as a black box. We just can't see inside the process.
This situation is not new, reflecting a history of grappling with AI on the platform. They've had to fight this battle before.
In the past, various attempts to use AI tools for summarizing or drafting content were met with resistance from the community. They listened to the users.
Wikipedia policies are subject to change, but are rarely altered quickly without debate. This decision wasn't made lightly.
The recent crackdown reflects a broader trend in the tech industry. It's happening everywhere.
As AI becomes ubiquitous, platforms are realizing that cheap content generated by bots creates noise rather than signal. Quality matters more than volume.
Wikipedia aims to remain a place of high-quality information, not a repository of generated fluff. They want to keep it clean.
By restricting AI writing, the platform reinforces the value of human curation. It's about trust.
For writers, editors, and digital marketers, this news clarifies where the lines are drawn. It's a clear boundary.
While AI tools cannot be used to write articles directly for publication on Wikipedia, the implications extend beyond that site. We need to see how this affects the wider web.
It highlights a growing demand for transparency in content creation. People are asking, who wrote this?
Writers can use AI for research, brainstorming, or editing, but the final output must be reviewed and verified by a human. That's the rule.
This mirrors best practices in other professional fields, where AI is used as an assistant rather than an autonomous author. We are moving toward responsible AI.
The goal is to leverage the speed of AI without sacrificing the accuracy that humans provide. Efficiency shouldn't cost us integrity.
For SEO professionals and digital marketers, this is a critical update. It changes the game.
Strategies relying on AI-generated backlinks or guest posts face a rising quality bar. You can't just spam it anymore.
It is no longer viable to simply generate text and expect it to hold up to scrutiny from authoritative sources. They will check the work.
The focus must shift back to original, human-verified content. Authenticity is the new currency.
Looking ahead, the relationship between AI and knowledge bases will evolve. Things are changing fast.
We will likely see more sophisticated detection tools that can identify AI-generated text, which will be essential for platforms like Wikipedia.
The challenge for the future will be maintaining trust in the digital information ecosystem. We need to believe what we read.
Wikipedia's decision is a wake-up call for the industry. It's a signal from the front lines.
It suggests that as AI capabilities improve, the need for human oversight will not diminish. It will likely increase. The more complex AI gets, the more we need humans.
We are moving toward an era where AI is a powerful tool, but it is not a replacement for human judgment, especially in fields requiring high integrity.
Ultimately, this policy change underscores a fundamental truth. Information is valuable because it is reliable. That's what matters most.
As the digital world becomes saturated with content, the brands and platforms that prioritize human verification will be the ones that maintain their credibility.
For now, the encyclopedia remains firmly in human hands. And that's a good thing.